The following is an audio blog entitled How to Mess Up Your Life Without Varnashram, written and narrated by His Holiness R.P. Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj, recorded on February 27, 2020 in Bellary, India.
How to Mess Up Your Life Without Varnashrama. A response to a seminar given in Mayapur during ILS entitled How to Mess Up Your Life with Varnashram. In as much as the absence of Bhagavat Dharma, known as spiritual Swadharma, in ISKCON we call it Krishna consciousness, creates chaos and confusion among individuals and within society, the absence of the sacred system called Varnashrama Dharma, known as material Swadharma, in ISKCON, yet to be realized as Krishna consciousness, creates similar chaos and confusion among individuals and within society. Srila Prabhupada explains, real Swadharma is spiritual Swadharma. And what is the occupation of that Swadharma? Jivera Swarubhoi Nitya Krishna Das. That is spiritual Swadharma. From a lecture given on September 1st, 1973 in London. And again from a purport of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 31. On the bodily plane, Swadharma is called Varnashrama Dharma. Human civilization begins from the stage of Varnashrama Dharma. Another quote from Back to Godhead magazine, published in 1956, before Srila Prabhupada traveled to America, dated May the 20th, spiritual existence of devotional service, Bhagavad Dharma, and classless society, Varnashrama Dharma, are two identical terms. The one without the other has no meaning. This last quotation from Srila Prabhupada's Back to Godhead magazine of 1956 is in reference to the four phases or movements Srila Prabhupada identified in projecting his vision to establish both Bhagavad Dharma and Varnashrama Dharma. In that 1956 BTG, his essay on Gita Nagari clearly outlines these four movements. The first three addressing Bhagavad Dharma, and the last addressing Varnashrama Dharma. And this is Srila Prabhupada's own words. The first of these four movements he calls Sankirtan movement, referring to the holy name and transcendental literatures. The second movement he calls temple worship movement, establishing temples with deities. The third movement he calls spiritual initiation movement, which we know today in ISKCON as congregational preaching. And the fourth movement, Srila Prabhupada names as classless society movement, referring to Varnashrama Dharma. Classless society for Srila Prabhupada means the four Varnas and the four Ashramas, where each member of these Varnas and Ashramas are focused on the process or activity of devotional service to Krishna. If we properly understand the tenets of Sanatana Dharma, we will see the need to blend and balance these two levels of dharma, the spiritual and the material. Failing to do so, as unfortunately is the case in ISKCON to this day, we will tend to rationalize and accept all kinds of gender and varna irregularities and anomalies that result in the absence of these two standard sciences, as we witness in today's Varna Sankara Society. Varna Sankara Society refers to unregulated society producing unwanted population. As an example, in the USA, leading number one position with some 50% of American children born out of wedlock. The basis of Varna Sankara is known or referred to as Ugra Karma, what Srila Prabhupada translates as ferocious activities, as we hear in the background, all based on industrialization and mechanization towards so-called material well-being, where the vast majority of people, including, again, unfortunately, our own devotees, are engaged in non-traditional occupations. In ISKCON, we have a growing and unhealthy disparity between the science of Bhagavad Dharma and that of Varnashrama Dharma. We forget or have never understood that without these two essential and standard dimensions of Dharma, our lives and society in general will indeed become messed up. Therefore, the more accurate and Shastric title should be How to Mess Up Your Life Without Varnashrama. To state the opposite is insensitive and highly offensive. Would the Vaishnavas accept as a title for an official ISKCON seminar How to Mess Up Your Life with Krishna? Obviously not. ISKCON has been mandated by our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada to be not only a spiritual movement, but also an educational, cultural, and social movement. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 29, verse 54, Srila Prabhupada writes, there should be a thorough overhauling of the social system, and society should revert to the Vedic principles, that is, the four varnas and the four ashramas. Vedic culture is based on four standard sciences known as Char Vidya that give clear direction and complete understanding of philosophy, education, politics, and economics. These four unchanging sciences are largely unknown within ISKCON because they are not systematically taught. Most of our devotees are unaware that the present era of modernization, based on industrialization, mechanization, and urbanization, is a direct result of a major deviation that started with the advent of what is known historically as the Industrial Revolution some 200 plus years ago. Before that, village life was a norm in most countries. Viticulture, we must know, we must accept and we must welcome is an agrarian-based culture having a cow-based economy that provides the most scientific and the most sustainable of lifestyles, the one created and personally exhibited by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, Lord Sri Krishna. The modern-day trend of ever-increasing materialism, urbanization, and globalization is a major deviation from that Vedic social norm where people live a localized and simplified life with the main objective being self-realization. The modern-day ethics of so-called economic development must be seen as a major deviation from the Vedic simplified system of localized cow-based economy, resulting in undue competition, speculation, exploitation, and ever-increasing consumerism. This planet, Krishna's planet, is going down and going down fast. One of the reasons has been our near total blindness and shameless inability to take up our responsibilities on the level of Varnashrama Dharma, the yet to be fulfilled 50% of Srila Prabhupada's mission. Srila Prabhupada has given us the blueprint, establish Varnashram colleges, and introduce the Brahminical culture, the Kshatriya culture, and the Vaishya culture. These three are meant to foster the natural leaders in society, and the balance makes up the Shudra class, those who happily and naturally follow such qualified leaders. In addition to establishing Varnashram colleges, Srila Prabhupada stressed the importance of traditional education, which means traditional Gurukula. Srila Prabhupada never instructed us to disregard these natural divisions of Varna and Ashrama. Which, unfortunately, some individuals advocate not to follow. Our previous Vaishnavacharyas likewise promoted Daiva Varnashrama as the ideal and perfect social system, not only for general society, but indeed for Vaishnavas as well. To his son Bimal Prasad, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, "The solution to this problem is to establish the order of Daiva Varnashrama, something you have started doing. You should know that to be the real service to the Vaishnavas." This was a letter written to Bimal Prasad entitled Saraswati. In his Sajana Toshani, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, "Those who have sufficiently studied sociology certainly conclude that the system of Varnashrama is the topmost social system." And again, "If one is situated in the principle of Varnashrama, then his nature cannot be lost. Rather, one can derive huge opportunity and advantage to cultivate Krishna consciousness." And finally, "Varnashrama Dharma is the society of Vaishnavas in their conditional stage." This is from Sadhana Toshani 2-7. The three natural gifts of nature, as nicely explained by Grandfather Bhishma Dev in the Mahabharata, namely, 1, cows, 2, land, and 3, knowledge, are meant to be upheld, safeguarded, and protected by those who claim to be Krishna conscious. Yet, these are the three most abused and exploited in modern day society. The number of Desi cows is on the verge of extinction in most villages of India. The dairy industry continues to severely torture and exploit our mother cow. The soil is severely destroyed all over the world due to the exploitative nature of agribusiness. Both Mother Cow and Mother Earth are on the verge of total collapse. Our young people, including the vast majority of our devotee children, continue to be sent to what Srila Prabhupada labeled as the slaughterhouse of modern education. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada could boldly declare that modern day civilization is a doomed civilization. And a few quotes in reference to this from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 4, Text 18. The devotees are interested only in seeing that the people in general are not misguided by political propaganda, and in seeing that the valuable life of a human being is not spoiled by following a type of civilization which is ultimately doomed. Second reference from the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 8, Text 31, purport. Within a second, Hiranyakashipu and his followers were destroyed. And similarly, if this godless civilization continues, it will be destroyed in a second. The demons should therefore be careful and curtail their godless civilization. Otherwise, they are doomed. From audio transcripts on the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 22, recorded November 26, 1972 in Hyderabad. You are not taking advantage of these facilities, natural facilities. You are misled by so-called material civilization, and you are doomed. One more reference from a room conversation, July 6, 1976, in Washington, D.C. We are giving all-round enlightenment. Bhagavad Gita is full of information from all standpoint. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati. Bhagavad Gita 4:7. We are now in such a downtrodden position. The whole human, he must accept there is, the civilization is doomed. From a room conversation, December 27, 1975, in Bombay. The rascal leader is also blind and the followers are blind. So both of them are doomed. Therefore, the conclusion is the modern civilization is misguided. Although Srila Prabhupada made reference to democracy and advised devotees to use democracy to elect a Krishna-conscious government, he clearly indicated that he preferred an more scientific system of governance, which is monarchy. To state that monarchy is outdated and not practical is to reject one of the pillars of the Vedic culture. And to deny that ISKCON is not meant to bring about social changes in society is to misunderstand one of the fundamental concepts of the Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada emphasized again and again that ISKCON as a society is meant to be independent from the present day deviations of modern society. Granted, we have to go about this with intelligence, but we cannot deny the fact that we don't support present-day misdirected society. Without Krishna consciousness, we have all come to understand that we cannot be happy. Therefore, how to mess up our life without Krishna consciousness is something we can easily accept and understand. Similarly, without Varnasrama Dharma, we must all come to understand that we cannot be happy. Therefore, how to mess up our lives without Varnasrama Dharma is something we should easily accept and understand. The newly reprinted book, speaking about Varnasrama, can serve as a foundational guide for those interested to more deeply study the subject matter and surely inspire devotees to concrete actions. The book is available at the ISKCON Daiva Varnasrama Ministry of India, which has its secretariat in Sridham, Mayapur. Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.